This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Florida's hunkering down as Hurricane Ian approaches. It slammed into western Cuba early this morning as a Category 3 storm, and it's expected to get even stronger as it moves toward the U.S. The AP's Donna Warder.
In a news conference on Monday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Ian is not a storm to play with.
Floridians up and down the Gulf Coast should feel the impacts of this, as up to 36 hours before actual landfall due to the size of the hurricane.
Officials in Hillsborough County say as many as 300,000 people may have to be evacuated from low-lying areas. Some of those evacuations began on Monday, and schools and other locations are opening as shelters.
The National Hurricane Center's Andy Latto says parts of Florida should get ready.
We don't want to be specific about cities because the track still is changing over time in the impacts could be reaching multiple locations. So right now we're focusing on the west central Florida areas, the main area for impact.
The airports in Tampa and St. Petersburg announced they'll close this afternoon. In Cuba, 50,000 people have been evacuated and officials have set up shelters after the hurricane made landfall in the Pinar del Rio province this morning. Word this morning that 1,600 fake Facebook accounts have been removed by Meta because they were spreading Russian propaganda about Ukraine. The network originated in Russia, says Meta. An undercover trooper with the Michigan State Police has been shot and critically wounded in Detroit. Police still looking for a suspect. They told residents in the area to stay inside for now. President Biden's plan for student debt cancellation will cost the federal government about $400 billion over the next 30 years. That from the Congressional Budget Office. Republicans say this will bury taxpayers. This is AP News. The AP's Ed Donahue has word of something new in the NFL. Here's his report.
Changes are ahead for the NFL's Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl debuted in 1951, but it has never been a big hit.
We have to do something different.
In 2016, Commissioner Roger Goodell said they need better options.
I'm open to new ideas. I'm open to how we do it. But it's not the kind of game that I think we want to continue to have in its current format.
NFL executive Peter O'Reilly told the AP the full contact Pro Bowl will be replaced by week-long skills competition and a flag football game. There will be a new name, the Pro Bowl Games. O'Reilly says the goal is to celebrate 88 of the biggest stars in the NFL in a really fun, positive, and yet competitive way. I'm Ed Donahue.
Canada will no longer require travelers to wear masks on airplanes to guard against COVID. That starts October 1st, says Transport Canada. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.